Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachas Tav Kuf Gimel. We're going to be on the page about a Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Ha'omer Harei Alai Mincha Min HaSa'orim. If someone says, it's upon me to do Harei Alai Mincha from barley, Yavi Min HaChitim, he has to bring a Mincha from wheat. Because he says, it's upon me to bring a Mincha, that already is now a Chayev. After he says something about barley, it doesn't make any sense because the Mincha comes from wheat. Kemach. If he said from Kemach, then Yavi Solis, he's got to bring from Solis. Right? Same idea. It's on me to bring a Mincha. He's not chayav to do it. And afterwards, when he says to bring it from Kemach, which is just regular flour, can't be because it's got to be from Solis, bring Solis. Below Shaman, below Levona, if he says without oil, without Levona, Yavi Shem Levona. Chatzi Yisarn, if he says half an Yisarn, Yavi Yisarn Shalom, you got to bring in a full Yisarn. Yisarn Nemechsa, if he says 1.5. Yavi Shnayim, he brings 2. Rabbi Shimon Poter, he pates him for bringing anything because of what he said. Shalom is not Dev Kederachim, it's not him because he didn't do it in the way that people normally do it. He's basically saying you take everything into account and therefore the whole thing is out, null and void. Amai, we know the Tanakhama says that you got to bring a valid mincha. I don't care what you say afterwards. Even if we say afterwards, end up being nonsense. It says the Gemara, Amai, why would he be chayev? Neder Pischo Yimo. He has a neder with the Pesach that comes along with it. That is, it kind of opens up right away. Rashi says, Ima neder Amar Pesach Shemeschared bo. It's given to Amar Minas Sa'orim, Aminon De'ein B'dayito Lahavi Klum. The Adam Yudea Shem Mincha Mezorim. It means you had a mind not to bring anything because everyone knows you don't bring it from barley. And the Gemara, Chizkiah Hamani, who's this Beishamayi? Damri Tfos Lashon Rishon. It says you grab onto the first Lashon. We've seen this before. We saw this earlier in the Pei Aleph from a base. The Tanah we learned in the Mishnah in Nazir. Harini Nazir and Tess Amud Aleph Nazir. Harini Nazir mina grogos mina devilos. Someone says, I'm a Nazir from figs, dried figs, or pressed figs, which, you know, doesn't make any sense because there's no issue with that. Beishamayi Omer Nazir is a Nazir. Beisil Omer Ein Nazir is not a Nazir. So it must be in your Tfos Lashon Rishon, Tfos Lashon Acharon. You even say that our miss is going like Beis Hillel. Ba'omer ilu ha'yisi yodea she'i nodin kach. The noder says, if I would have known that I couldn't do this, to bring it from barley, lo yisi noder kach elakach. I wouldn't have said it like this. I would have said it like that, to bring it from wheat. Therefore, it does stay in line because he really wanted to do it. We didn't teach, the Mishnah is not teaching that a mincha saying the wrong thing is still going to work, is only in the case where he said mincha min sa'orin. Aval, Amar mincha min adashim, he said it's from adashim, from lentos, lo, then there's no chiv at all. Because when it comes to mincha, it's generally flour, but there is a mincha of the sota, which is made from barley, so it makes sense, but a dashim never exists. A michti, let's see. Chizkei k'man amr l'shmais, according to whom does Chizkei say his teaching? K'bei Shammai. It's going according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is from Tfos Lashon Rishon. Beis Shammai goes according to Tfos Lashon Rishon, that you grab on to the first Lashon that is said. Ma'ali min Asar, ma'ali min Adashon. That's the case. And what do I care if it's from Sa'or, if he says, from barley, says from lentils. Either way, Tfos Lashon Rishon. Therefore, it should work. Should be that it's a valid thing, let's do it properly. Hadar Beis. Chizkiah actually retracted from his earlier explanation of the Mishnah, that Tfos Lashon Rishon. He actually says that, it's talking about where he could reasonably explain that he really thought that it was valid, and that he would have said it differently if he would have known. That's only in the case of barley, but not what he did from lentils. My timeout, the Rebbe, why'd he back out? I'm a Rav, I'm a Sisson Kishise. The language of the Mishnah was a bit of a hard for him, was a problem, according to the way that he explained it originally. Because my area, the tiny mincha min ha-sa'orin, l'sim min ha-dashim. Why is it that the Mishnah brings a case of sa'orin? Bring from ha-dashim. And then we'd learn out that Tfos Lashon Rishon, Elishma Minah, Mishum the Tayibu. We learn out the whole reason is because there's a mistake going on over here. That's why it's going to work. Bisa'or and Tayib, people make a mistake with wheat and barley. But Adashim lo Tayib, you're not going to make a mistake with wheat and Adashim. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar, whereas the Tanakhama says he's talking specifically where he says barley and doesn't say lentils, Rabbi Yochanan says, I feel min adashim. No, even if he says min adashim, even in that case, the Tanakhama is going to say that the one is going to be chayev to bring a valid mincha from wheat. Let's see. Rabbi Yochanan Kaman Amar Shmaita. Who's he saying is teaching like? Beis Hillel. It's saying like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel Mishum Detayu. According to Beis Hillel, it's because of the fact that one can make a mistake and think that it's valid, that his vow is valid, that the Tanakama is going to say, when you say the wrong thing, Bisarim Tayu, you make a mistake with Sarim, but Adashim Lotayu, you don't make a mistake with Adashim. So Rabbi Yochanan said that Tanakama means to say that it's going to even with Adashim. L'dvar of the Chizkiya Kamalei. When Yochanan says that the Tana Kama is going to validate the neder, even when one says from lentils, he's not saying it, saying his way of understanding the Mishnah. He's saying what could be said according to that of Chizkiya. At my time, Adagbei, he's saying Chizkiya, why did you retract the original explanation of Tana Kama that he's saying goes according to Bishamei? Because it doesn't say Adashim. But Dilma Lomi Bai Kama. Maybe it's a Lomi Bai. That is, Lomi Bai Min Adashim. You don't have to say that you got to bring a valid mecha when he says Adashim. Tikul Meimar, Mahadar Hu Dahadar Bay. Where since everyone knows that no mincha is from Adashim, it's possible to say that he's retracting his nether. Plus Lashem Rishon. Therefore, we hold on to the Lashem Rishon, and we're going to say that it's going to be a good one and ignore the retraction, because Bishamai holds that one can't retract it, you know, when he makes it neder. Ela filu min asar nami, dikul meimer mita hu dekotai, when he says from barley that it's possible to say he's making a genuine mistake, because there are other, you know, certain menachos, like the Omer and the Sota. So we should say that he did not state a vow and its retraction. Rather intended a single neder to bring a voluntary mincha from barley. In this case, he should not be chayav to bring a mincha at all, because since you can certainly say that, had he known that only mincha he could vow is from wheat, he wouldn't have done it all together. It says afil hachi tvos lashon rishon. But even in that case, we're going to be tvos lashon rishon and be mechayiv him a valid wheat mincha. Beep, turn the page. Yukuf gimel amud beis. Amar of Zeir. Zeir says lo shani. They didn't teach in the Mishnah that a mincha, the wrong thing is going to work, Ela d'amir mincha, unless he said the word mincha, like it says in our Mishnah. Aval lo amir mincha lo, if he didn't say the word mincha, then lo, he's not going to be chayev at all. Yosef, Rav Nachum v'kamer lo shmaita, he was saying this over, this teaching of Zeiri, and Esei Rav Rav Nachum, he came on the Rav Asakasha from our Mishnah, which seems to go against what Zeiri says. Kemach, if he said that he wants flour, yavi solas. Lav, the law, mer mincha. Are we talking about where he didn't say the word mincha and still you have to bring it? Lo, dami mincha. We're talking about where he said the word mincha. Okay. What about below shem levona? Yavi shem levona. My lav, the law, mer mincha? Says, no, lo, dami mincha. Chati yisaron, yavi yisaron shali. My lav, the law, mer mincha? Lo, dami mincha. Yachi, if it's true that all the Mrs. Case is talking about a case where he said that he has to bring a mincha first, say, a seifa, what about the seifa? He started a mechsa, yavi shnayim. If he says he started a mechsa, he has to bring shnayim. Kibbe dam a mincha, but as soon as he says mincha, he chayv li b'yisaron. He's going to be chayv mida to bring just a mincha within yisaron. Kibbe chatzi yisaron, when he goes on and says chatzi yisaron, lo klum kamar. It's like he's not saying anything this year, therefore he should be chayiv to bring a mincha of only one yisaron. Why does the Mishnah say that he's to bring two yisaronos? Lo tzricha. What are we talking about over here? We only need this. The Amar Rei Alay Mincha Chatzi Yisaron V'Yisaron. Where he says, I have to bring a mincha of half an yisaron and a yisaron. It's given to him a mincha. Once he says mincha, he chayiv to yisaron. It's chayiv an yisaron. Kibbe chatzi yisaron v'lo klum kam. He didn't say anything. Ki hadar mi yisaron, maisi yisaron achvina. He has to bring another yisaron. So he says he's got to bring two yisaronos. Yachi, if it's really true, it's talking about a case where the one making the statement started up by saying, you have to bring a mincha. And what about, how do you explain the end of the Mishnah? Shimon Poter, Shimon Potter's the whole thing. Shlo stav v'kidrach v'stav, because he didn't do it the way people normally doing it. My, why? Why isn't he done it the way that everyone does it? Since Tana Kama follows Bishamai, who takes his tfos lashon rishon, the vower by the first saying that it is hereby upon me to bring a mincha, he already is mechayiv himself to go do it. Amar Rava, Rabbi Shimon, Beshita Rabbi Yossi Amar. He's saying it's the Shita Rabbi Yossi. The Amar Afi Gemar Devar Adam Matvis. Person is also grabbed with the last of his words, which is part of it, and therefore, it knocks off the whole beginning part. Suck the next Heliga Mishnah. Says the next Heliga Mishnah. B'stan Dev Adam Mincha Shel Shishim Isaron. A person can donate a mincha of up to 60 Isaron. Or maybe Bekli Echad. You can bring it all in one Kli. It's got to be up to that amount, and then you are good. In the neighborhood. Imam Arielai Shishim Echad. If he says it's 61, then maybe Shishim Bekli Echad. Ve'echad Bekli Echad. You bring 60 in one Kli and one in another. Shekin and Tzibar. Maybe be Yom Tov Arishon Shalchag. You have the first day of Sukkah, Shechalios B'Shabbos, Shishim Ve'echad, they bring 61. Dayal Yachad, Yupachas Minat Sibur Echad. It's enough for the Yachad that he be one less than the Sibur. So basically, if it's more than 60, then we have a bit of an issue of one Kli, camp in one Kli. But you can split into two different Kalim, and then we're spelling it out that the different Chagim we have, that Sukkah says, the most amount of animals that are brought for the carbon musaf, and it's unique that the number of bulls brought as part of its musaf goes down every day as we go on. So all the days of the year, the largest amount that I bring on any day is the first day of Sukkot, and of year which falls out for seven Shabbos, then you also have the Shabbos musaf itself. If sometimes you're going to have the Sibur is bringing 60 so that you can't be out there more than the Yachid can't be more than the Sibur, and therefore we say, okay, you can bring up to 60. Dal Yachidju, Pachos Minat Sibur Echad. Amrev Shemin, Valo Elu, Laparim Elu Kvasim. Some of the Esronim that are brought in Sukkot are brought for the bulls and rams, and some are brought for the lambs. But they don't get mixed up with the next. The reason more than 60 isaron can't be brought in one kli is for something else. That up to 60, the oil and the flour can be mixed. But if you have more than 60 isaron, the oil and the flour are not able to be mixed over there. It's just too much stuff going on over there. Arulo, they said to him, Shishim Nivlalim, if you're really able to mix 60 Sarun, Vishishim Ve'echad Ein Nivlalim, but 61 you can't, that one thing's going to make all the difference? Amalem, he says back to him, what do you mean? Call me this Chachamim Kain. All the men Chachamim like that, they give him specifics. Barbaim Sah, who Tovim, 40 Sah, person getting Tovim, Barbaim Sah, Chasek Kortov, and the Achalit Bobam. He's not able to do it if it's 40 minus 1, minus 8 Kortov. Okay. Shaul Sheila Lamailam Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. There was a question that was asked in front of Yehuda Bar Eloi. Minayin la'amer harei alai shishim echad. Where do we know that if somebody says it's upon me to bring 61 isaron, maybe shishim b'kli echad ve'echad b'kli acher echad, bring 61 one and another? Pasach Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi Rosh Hamidbarim b'kol makom ve'amer. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, the opening speaker at all occasions, he spoke up and he said that there's a story that happened. Why he's called that, by the way, is because of a story that happened. And Rashi says, "Kari lehachim mishamaisa dem arav misel Shabbos." That happened. What happened? There was a private conversation, and there was a topic came up about a Romans, and Yehuda praised the government. The other rabbis, they spoke. This is a famous gemara in Shabbos Amud Gimel. They spoke not well against the government, or they were quiet. This came known to the authorities, and they reacted by elevating Rabbi Yehuda to the position of being the first to speak at all public gatherings, and by killing the others, right, to persecuting them. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi was the first to bring an answer to the question. So Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Rosh Medabrim B'chol Makom Amar, Shekem Etzino Tzibur Mevien B'Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag, Shechalios B'Shabbos, Shishim Be'echad. We find that the congregation brings 61 on Sukkah, 61 Yisaron. Now the Yachad Shuchos Menetir Echad should be less by one. Alo Rabbi Shimon, Alo Elu Parim Be'elim Be'elu Kvasim. These are, you know, the bulls and rams that have an oil to flour ratio of 2 log per Yisaron. And some are lambs that it's 3 log to Yisaron. Elu B'li Lassam Ava, Elu B'li Lassam Raka. You know, their consistency is thick and this one is thin. Elu B'li Lassam Shachris. These are done. Some of them are done in the morning. Some bein arbaim. These are done in the afternoon. So they all the 61 brought the first of sukkahs are not mixed with one another in the same kli. So Amar lo, Amar ata. So Yehuda says, okay, so you tell us. Like, what's the reason of 61? If they're not all put in the same kli either way. Amar lehem, he says, V'chol mincha belula b'shemen v'chareva. It says, any mincha that's mixed with oil or that is dry, kvar amr Torah, the Torah already said, havi mincha shechol libalel, bring a mincha that's able to be mixed. So since 61 is not able to be mixed, it can't be brought in the same kli. Amalo b'shishim nevlalim, b'shishim echad, you know, nevlalim, 60 work, 61 doesn't. Amalo, kol mitzchacham kim, it's all the mitzchacham like that. Also, we know that a beitza mat is giving time to chum. A beitza chaser shum shum is missing even like a sesame seed. Ain't mitame to mesalch. It's akim mitame. Shlosha shlosha mitame midras. If a piece of cloth is 3x3 tefachim, it's going to be mitame midras. Shlosha shlosha chaser nima. If achas, if it's missing even one thread. Right, so we see that the answer is yes. They are very meduyak in their measuring. And even if the oil and flour don't mix, who cares? Well, tonight when it's in the Mishnah, if you don't mix the oil and the flour, it's going to be kosher. So it could be, it's not going to be ma'akev. If it's not able to, because like this case, then bila will be ma'akev. So the Mishnah is going to say it's good if it's unmixed mincha. It's talking about mincha that's fit to be mixed. The mincha of 61 is not able to be mixed, therefore it's going to be no good. Amar Rabbi Bibi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Maisa befirda achas shalbeis Rabbi Shemesa. There was a mule of Rabbi's house that died. V'shiaro chachamim es dama berevius. The chachamim measured his blood that came out of it, and to see if it came to Revius, that would be Matame. And, okay, Masa Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Becerra, Adam Nevelos, Shutar. They say that Adam Nevelos is a tar. Vam Rabbi Shimon ben Becerra, Maisa, how you know him, Arudios la Royos, Bistaria Shamelech. It happened that they were spearing wild donkeys to feed the lions in the king's army. V'hayu oli regalim shokin adrichu voseyam badam. And those are Olalei who were coming by, and they were up to their knees in blood. V'amalem dover. Chama didn't say anything to them. Didn't say, you know, don't go to the Beis HaMikdash until you went to the mikvah because of the tame. So it must be the blood of the veil. It's not tame, right? So what are you doing? Ishtik, why are they measuring it? Ishtik, he was quiet. Olalei Rav Zrika. My time alone come out of my. Why need to speak back? Amalei hechi aderlei. How should I say back? Damer b'chanin. What should I say? B'chanin said, "Vayuchayecha tluyin lach mineged. Your life will hang in the balance." I think with the punishments are going to happen to the Yidden if they don't follow the Torah when they go to Eretz Yisrael. V'zel okech tavua mishen al shana. This is talking about somebody who buys grain from year to year. He doesn't own land on which to grow his own stuff, so he's forced to purchase what he needs every year new. His life is hanging in the balance because he worries all the time that he may not have enough money to buy for next year. He'll be frightened night and day. The tochacha. Erev Shabbos is someone who buys grain from Friday to Friday. It's so bad you only have for the week. You're not going to be sure of your life. This is somebody who's relying on the baker. He doesn't have enough to buy for a few days, but it's like a hand-to-mouth shtickle. Beep, turn the page. That person, meaning himself, I'm relying on the baker for my bread, therefore I don't have the presence of mind to think, to be able to fight back. When a person's in a bad matzav, you don't have any yishev adas. It's hard to really focus, get things clear. Ma'av Allah. So what came from this? Did they ever work it out? Was it Psak? Amar Rav Yosef from Yehuda Mariana Devei Nesia Hava. He was the one who was would paskin. Varilei Kishmaite. He ruled in accordance with his own teaching. The time was to the Brisa. Yehuda Omer Shisha Tavar Mekulei Beis Shammai Mechon Beis Hillel. There are six things that are the Kulei, that are the Kulas, when it comes to Beis Shammai, And our chumer is when it comes to Beis Hillel. We don't usually, what happens is that Beis Shammai is using more chumer than Beis Hillel. Now we have six cases, then it goes the opposite. Beis Shammai is make, Beis Hillel is machmer. And Dam Nevelis, refers to Dam Nevelis, Beis Shammai mitarin, say that his blood is not going to be metame. Beis Hillel metame. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Afkin Shetima Beis Hillel, if one Beis Hillel said that it's tame, the blood of this novella, lo timu ela b'revius. It's only if it's the month of revius. Hol v'yachol likrosh v'lamad al kazayis. And it's able to congeal and form the size of a kazayis. And therefore, it comes out, that's why they're trying to pask him, because he goes like Rabbi Yehuda. So like Beis Shammai, was machmir in this case, and that's what they're measuring to see if there was a revius. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.